Are you trying to elevate your Google Ads campaign to the next level? Split testing's revolutionary impact is all you need to know, making it a fundamental aspect of marketing. When it comes to fine-tuning your ad strategy by testing headlines Google Ads, mastering split testing is an absolute game changer. This method involves experimenting with different versions of your ads to determine which ones yield the best results. But what sets apart those who excel in split testing from the rest of the marketers? It's all about following the right practices that go beyond the basics. In this blog, we'll explore the strategies advertisers use to elevate their Google Ads of testing game. From crafting compelling headlines that capture attention to refining ad copy that drives action, we'll explore every facet of split tests Google Ads. Why should you do split tests Google Ads? Split testing is an essential part of Google Ads management and optimization. A/B testing should be considered in every effective agency and plan, both in terms of the overall number of campaigns and the advertising budget. With the assistance of split tests Google Ads, you can determine how each element of your advertising campaigns impact your outcomes. Without it, all you can do is make educated predictions that could sometimes be correct but most of the time inaccurate. Without real data, you can't optimize your efforts, create fresh, effective tactics and strategies, or maximize ROI and ROAS. Ultimately, every company, sector, and target market is unique, therefore without A/B testing, it is impossible to determine what will work for your company. You want to be certain that you're applying best practices correctly, not merely relying on them and hoping for the best results. What should you do to split tests Google Ads? A/B testing every component of your Google Ads is ultimately what you should be doing, even if it will require time and work. Let's explore what and ideally how you should split tests Google Ads. Your visuals. Not every type of Google Ad is image-based. For example, Google search ads are text-based. Visuals are present in Performance Max campaigns, shopping ads, and display ads. As we already know, you should have a variety of image formats for every campaign, including images of all sizes. However, you can do specialized testing to find more about the kinds of images that people react to depending on the campaign type and funnel stage. Your ad copy. To find the messaging that drives the most engagement and conversions, you can undergo ad copy testing on Google Ads. Try a variety of engaging texts, perks, features, and calls to action, CTAs, to evaluate what appeals to your target audience the most. By doing split tests Google Ads, you can learn about what are the pain points that you should target in your ad copy to gain more customers. Headlines. Try out testing headlines Google Ads to determine which ones draw the greatest interest and appeal to your target demographic. You can try a variety of offers, value propositions, and messaging to see what gets the best click-through rates, CTR. Your audience targeting. You should test audience targeting if you're utilizing it in your Google advertising campaigns. Ads with display ads are especially crucial, but other types of ads can also benefit from it. It is appropriate for you to test effects of audience layering on your advertising efforts, as it is the practice of adding different targeting criteria to determine who can see your ads. Which audience targeting options affect your campaigns, i.e., how do reach expansion and contraction affect budget, quality of leads, and clicks? The effects of both negative and positive audience targeting on your campaigns. Your bid. To ensure that you are optimizing your return on ad spend, ROAS, testing your bid and even your bidding strategy can be crucial. Your price should be set high enough to guarantee that you control a significant portion of the impression share and that your advertisement appears near the top of the search results. Nonetheless, you don't want to be overbidding and needlessly raising your client acquisition costs, CAC, by squandering money. Best practices for Google Ads of testing. Google Ads of testing is a powerful method for optimizing your Google Ads campaigns by comparing different versions of your ads to see which performs better. Here are some best practices to help you conduct effective split tests. Define clear goals. The cornerstone of any effective Google Ads of testing is the definition of precise objectives and hypotheses. Ensure your aim aligns with your overarching business goals, which include boosting conversions, cutting cost per click, CPC, or raising click-through rates, CTRS. Also, you need to flawlessly understand your competitors' marketing strategies to improve your advertising tactics. One of the most efficient ways of doing this is using Google Ad Spy tools like Power Ad Spy. With this tool, you can easily analyze the strategies of your competitors and craft captivating ads along with Google Ads A/B testing. Let us learn more about this Ad Spy tool in detail. Power Ad Spy, AI-based ad intelligence tool. Power Ad Spy is a robust and reliable AI-based ad intelligence tool designed to empower advertisers with comprehensive competitor ad intelligence. This Ad Spy tool is very convenient for businesses that aim to discover a perfect ad strategy for their business. Power Ad Spy allows advertisers to spy on various ad strategies to create the best performing ads for their business. Some of the vital features of Power Ad Spy for split tests Google Ads are: massive ad library. Power Ad Spy provides a vast database of millions of ads across 100 plus countries, helping you to spy on your competitors' ads easily. It empowers you to find the latest successful ads in just a few clicks. Ad search. Users can search for ads based on keywords, advertisers, domains, or other criteria to find relevant ads within their niche or industry. Ad analytics. This Ad Spy tool provides detailed analytics for ads, including engagement metrics, such as likes, shares, and comments, as well as information about the ad's performance and target audience demographics. Targeting insights. The tool provides insights into the targeting options used in ads, such as demographics, interests, behaviors, and placements, helping users optimize their targeting strategies. Ad creatives. It allows users to view ad creatives, including images, videos, and ad copy, to understand the messaging and design strategies that the competitors are using. Bookmark the best ads. You can get detailed ad insights of the ad searches along with audience profiles on Power Ad Spy. It helps in intricately strategizing your ad. You can bookmark them with just a click, and they will be moved to your personalized ads inventory. Power Ad Spy can help reduce manual Google Ads of testing as it already helps spy on the analytics of thousands of ads. Focus on one variable at a time. Concentrate on testing one variable at a time to gauge the effects of changes precisely. Ad copy, headlines, pictures, call to action, CTA, text, landing page design, and targeting options are a few examples. You can determine which components have the biggest effects on performance by separating the factors. Test different ad formats and extensions. To find the combinations that work best for your campaign, try a variety of ad types and extensions. You may use this to determine which combinations will work best for your campaign, which makes it crucial. Various ad types, such as expanded text advertising, ADAs, and responsive search ads, RSAs, have different advantages and could appeal to your target audience in various ways. Also, ad extensions that provide users with more alternatives or information, such as callouts, site links, and structured snippet extensions, improve your ads. You can maximize the return on your advertising spend by identifying the best performing mix of ad formats and extensions through ad copy testing Google Ads. This will create increased engagement, click-through rates, and conversions. Set a test duration. Always run split tests over a long enough duration to consider variations in user behavior and outside influences. Your test should encompass at least one whole business cycle, like a week or a month. This is crucial since it guarantees that your findings are trustworthy and representative. An appropriate testing length allows you to record a wider variety of user behaviors and consider variances brought about by events like promotions, seasonality, or shifts in the market. This methodology yields more precise insights and more educated optimization choices, which raises the efficiency of your ads. Analyze results and iterate. After your split tests Google Ads are over, examine the data to find which ad version did the best and why. Make use of this information to guide your next experiments and campaign optimization. This may involve shifting funds from poorly performing advertisements to the winning version. After implementation, make sure to monitor performance to ensure continued success. Conclusion. Split testing is super important for getting ahead in Google Ads. By trying out different ad ideas, especially headlines testing Google Ads, you can learn a lot and improve your ads. It will help you stay ahead of the competition and make sure you're always getting the most out of your campaigns. With split tests Google Ads, you keep trying new things, looking at the results, and making tweaks. Tools like Power Ads Spy serve as invaluable allies, providing comprehensive competitor analysis and aiding in the creation of winning ad strategies.